I'll share with everybody here what I said to our football team last night. I certainly share in their disappointment with the way we played. To be quite frank, we didn't coach well enough to win. We didn't play well enough to win, and Denver did. Denver put more good plays in a row, both offensively and defensively, than we did. Third down was a critical stat that we knew we had to win yesterday. We did not win. And it all starts with me. I've got to do a better job of preparing our football team to play better. And we'll do everything we can this week to regroup and play a good Philadelphia Eagle team on Monday night. Our players will have off tomorrow, and they will have off Wednesday. This is an extended week. They'll all be responsible to come in here, watch the film, and get the corrections made, run and lift on their own, and we'll start our preparation for the Eagles on Thursday. With that, I'll take your questions.
Passing game had been really the only thing that had worked.
Excuse me?
If the passing game, going into this game, the passing game was really the only thing that had worked, was this kind of the byproduct of when the passing game got stopped, all the other weaknesses came to the front?
Well, listen, you know, this is a team effort, all right? They did some things last night that you take their hats off. They out-executed us. They were well prepared. I thought at times we did run the ball well. We have to stick to it a little bit more. When the passing game doesn't flourish the way we expect it to around here, we're still going to be held accountable to win football games and compete. Okay, so we've got to improve that, and I've got to do a better job.
Joe, how was the assessment of Lofton and Vilma together in a game?
You know, let's be honest now. This is Jonathan Vilma's second preseason game. In retrospect, we wanted to probably have him do about 35 to 40 reps. I think he got 45 in the game, so it's a little bit too much right now. It's a work in progress for him. His angles, his timing, his 1-2 is certainly there. His leadership qualities are certainly there. The more he participates in practice, the better his timing will get, the better his pad level will get. Certainly great to have him back. And I think we're on the time clock right now. Those two guys are good football players. Now they have to learn how to play together, communicate among one another in the game. And I think that could be exciting to watch in the future. In fact, I know it can.
What changes do you make defensively? Do you try different personnel packages?
No.
Do you try a different scheme?
Listen, understand this. It's too late in the year to change schemes. We are what we are, and we're going to do what we have taught. Now, that being said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. We'll explore everything that we have to do to beat the Philadelphia Eagles with auxiliary fronts, some auxiliary coverages, talking about where we may start to set the edge, where we may change our forcing unit up. Those are things that we're going to talk about every week and on a weekly basis. We are going to continue to work on our tackling in practice, our angles to the ball, our hit points, and do everything we can to get better. Tackling is a basic staple of a defense. And if you can't tackle, if you can't take proper angles, you're potentially in for a long night. Now, what we have right here now is a defense that's playing in spurts. We'll go 2, 3, and 4 series and play pretty darn good. And then all of a sudden, we'll have a breakdown here and a breakdown there, and it becomes catastrophic. In the National Football League, you've got to be able to put back-to-back series and play well through the course of 60 minutes and overtime if need be in order to win in this league. But we're not going to reinvent the wheel this late in the season.
Joe, talking about personnel, Patrick Robinson didn't play a lot in the second half. Are you looking at making a change at cornerback?
No. Patrick was got winded and got tired, so the next man up and he played.
Joe, what did you mean last night when you said that the best players, players that will give you guys the best chance to win are going to play? Is that mean lineup changes?
No, listen to me. This is, understand this now, this is Sean Payton, this is Mickey Loomis. We are always going to put the best players to give us the best chance to win on the field. That's never changed. We think we've got good players here. In fact, we know we've got good players here that have to play better. And that's going to start with us coaching better. So, listen, if you think that I'm in the punishment business or we're in the punishment business or we're in the threat business, no, that's not the case. You know, we've had a lot of success around here the last couple of years, and we're on some tough times right now. And there's no team that I'd rather be with and no group of men that I'd rather be with than the men that we have in the locker room and on this coaching staff and in this organization. And the people that built this organization, the people that have been here from the early stages, understand that tough times never last, but tough people do. And this is the time for us now to stand up and be accountable for, and stand shoulder to shoulder and back to back and get the job done. And it starts with me.
Joe, speaking along that line, as the interim head coach, and with Mickey still out, personnel decisions, things like that, are you fully functioning as the head coach? I'm sure you are.
Listen, everything that we've done here, and this is something that Mickey has instituted, and this is something that Sean has instituted when we took over this thing in 06, we discussed thoroughly every personnel move that we have ever made here. And I will say this, since I've been here in 06, we've been in total agreement damn near every time we've made a personnel decision. That discussions are ongoing. We'll discuss and we'll grade our personnel today at a 5 o'clock meeting. Ryan Pace, our director of pro personnel, will be there. We'll have college scouts there, and we discuss personnel. And when we make a move, or if we have to make a move, hey, it's because we've discussed it in the meeting, and we're going to do what's best for our football team.
The $1 million question is: you mentioned tackling. Is it the effort?
No.
Has it been the issue, or has it been technique?
Listen to me. No, no. It's not been the effort. It has been technique. It has been angles. It has been timing. It's been things that we can correct. Now, quite frankly, if we can't correct it and we can't get better, we're going to be in for a long season, and everybody knows that. We're dealing with men here. So the only way to get better at it is to practice it, make it a point of emphasis, show it on film, teach it on the practice field, and get results in the game.
Do you treat this like this loss is no different than any other loss, or because of the lopsided score?
A loss is a loss. A lopsided score is a tougher loss to swallow. But understand this. It hurts, but you got to swallow it. It's got to go down. The National Football League, you cannot let the past dictate the future. So if you're successful in the past, you better not walk around like you have some sense of entitlement, because you don't. And if you have a setback during the course of the season, you swallow it, you put it behind you, and you move on. You better have amnesia to a certain degree in this business, because we're going to play again this Monday, and we get to play this Monday in a nationally televised stage against a pretty good football team, the Philadelphia Eagles.
What are some of the challenges of facing this Eagle offense that has some question marks at the QB position now?
Well, I don't know about the question marks at the QB position. I know that we've faced Michael Vick when he was at Atlanta. He's certainly a player that can extend it down. He's certainly a player that can make you miss and has big playability. I, for one, do think he has an accurate arm. He has shown that when he played in Atlanta. We're just in the midst right now of getting finished with this game. We'll start on the Atlanta Falcons at probably 6:30 tonight with our pro personnel meetings. You know, that Sean Jackson, McCoy are talented players. They are. I think they have some people that are banged up in their offensive line. They're going through a little bit of a transition out defensively with a new coordinator. But, you know, we're going to start to digest them and get prepared for them starting about 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight.
Joe, how'd you been here a short time? Akeem Hicks had a good game last night. Had some good reps. Corey White. Who's some of the young guys that now you're a little more familiar with that's kind of...
Well, listen, that's a good question. One of the things on my agenda tomorrow is to bring our practice squad players in so I can meet with them one at a time and get to know them, and introduce them our expectancy level of them, what the practice squad is all about, how you practice and how you become a pro. It's not a given just because you're getting paid in this business to be a football player that you know what it's like to be a pro. I thought Akeem took a step last night. I think with a young player, you're always worried about his conditioning, the new looks he's going to get, playing with a high pad level, his footwork and his hand placement. He continues to get a little bit better every game. I thought Corey White took a step last night. I think, you know, we warned him all week long that Pate was going to identify him early and try to go after him and see how he was going to respond, and I thought he took a step. But I think we do have good young talent on this football team. It's something that's the staple of our program, is to draft well and sign young people. And I'm going to meet with a lot of these guys for the first time tomorrow and get to know them better and tell them exactly what we expect of them.
Last Monday, I think you, after coming back from camp, you stayed up all night by design to do a lot of work. How much sleep have you had since last night?
None.
This time?
None.
None?
None. But listen, I'm well rested now. I'm not even for 7 weeks.
Was there anything that stood out on tape after you reviewed it that wasn't may not have been as revealing during the game immediately.
That's why I have film. That's why we have film. You go back and you analyze all that stuff and you critique all that stuff and you take notes on that stuff so you can talk to your football team on what we have to get better at. Yes.
What stood out?
That's for the football team.
You made a reference last night that kind of the indecision on going for it before then. You said that was on you.
Listen to me. I have to stand before our football team and tell them that I've got to get better as a coach. I took a timeout on a 4th-and-1 to make sure that we had the right play and we wanted to go for it. We had the right play. We worked on it all week long. We had the right personnel because we worked on it all week long. That was my hesitancy. I should have taken a timeout before the half with 24 seconds left to go in the game, let Drew take a shot to see if we could get a field goal. It was important that we talked about we needed points in the game. There was a 4th down in the 3rd quarter I had a chance to go for. It was 4th-and-1. I did not do it. I punted the ball. That's a mistake on me. I said this to you guys last week. This sport, this industry that we're in is not like riding a bike. Listen, I had to learn how to put my headset on last night, how to turn it on and communicate with both sides of the ball and get my feet grounded. So I've got to get better as a coach to give our football team a better chance to win.
Does this feel any different to you? I'm sure you've been asked this, but when you were the interim coach of the cart of the Rams, it was sort of just, everybody knew they were playing out the season. How is this different?
Well, I beg to differ. You know, when I was with the Rams, I don't know of anybody that was just playing out the season. That season we went 4-7, and we lost 5 games by 3 points or less, and we lost 4 of those games in the last minute of the game. I was able to be around some great players like Orlando Pace, Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Leonard Little. Mark Bulger was hurt. Jamie Martin played for us. So I beg to differ. I don't know anybody on that team that was playing out the season.
Okay.